The realization didn't crash over you like a wave or a strike of lightning. It came softly, subtly, like rain misting your skin on a spring morning, cool and lingering. It didn't demand to be noticed. Instead, it crept in, slow and certain, like the deep roots of an old tree, sinking further with each passing year. At first, you didn't name it. You couldn't, because once you did, it would become real, solid and unchangeable, impossible to take back. So instead, you told yourself it was nothing. Just friendship. Just closeness. Just the natural comfort between two people who knew each other well enough to finish sentences and share silences. People drift in and out of each other's lives all the time, like the tides gently brushing against the shore. But the tide never truly recedes. It returns again and again, pulling you deeper each time, until you realize you're standing waist deep in something you never intended to wade into. It was in the smallest moments, the ones you never thought twice about, the way their presence wove itself into your life, effortless, seamless, like a melody you had always known, humming under your breath before you ever realized you'd learned the tune. It was in their laughter, warm and golden, curling into the quiet spaces of you, like sunlight spilling into forgotten corners. In a way, their touch was always just there, a steadying hand on your arm, a knee brushing against yours, casual and unthinking, yet leaving something behind. And then there were the glances, those fleeting, lingering moments where their eyes held yours just a second too long. Moments that stretched, weightless, yet heavy, thick with something unspoken, something fragile, yet impossible to ignore. You tell yourself it's nothing. You tell yourself it's always been this way. You tell yourself 100 little lies, because the truth is too dangerous. You're snapped back into reality when their fingers brush against yours. Light, casual, harmless, right? But your breath catches, your pulse stutters. Something inside you clenches so violently you feel it in your teeth. It's not harmless. It never was. You pull back, not because you don't want it, but because you do. Because you ache for it. Because the wanting has turned into a hunger, so sharp it feels like a wound. Because this is them, the person who knows you too well, who reads you too easily, who sees through every last pretense you've built to keep them at bay. And now, they're looking at you like this. Like they've realized something earth-shattering. Like they're afraid to move, afraid to speak, afraid to shatter the fragile thing hanging between you two. But you both know it's too late for that. The restraint, the hesitation, the careful balance you've both spent years pretending you could maintain. It shatters between you, splintering into something raw, something urgent, something that neither of you can stop. They reach for you, fast, desperate. Or maybe you reach for them. Maybe it doesn't matter. Because suddenly, their hands are on you, gripping, pulling, frantic. Their mouth crashes against yours, hard and unrelenting, like they've been dying for this, starving for you. Like they've been waiting for this moment so long they can't hold back another second. It is not careful. It is not soft. It is fire. It is hunger. And you let them. No. You meet them, just as desperate. Your hands clutch at their shirt, dragging them closer. The kiss is devastating. The heat and gasping breaths, years of longing pouring out all at once. It's too much. No, not enough. Their hands are everywhere, cupping your face, gripping your hips, sliding up your spine like they need to touch all of you right now, or they might die from the want of it. You fear this will never be enough. You moan into their mouth, helpless against the sharp, overwhelming pull, and the sound seems to wreck them, their grip tightening, their breath ragged as they back you against the wall, as if they cannot bear even an inch of space between you. Your head tips back, lips parting, and they press their mouth to your throat, groaning against your skin, their fingers digging into your waist, nails scraping like they need to mark you, like they need to prove that this isn't a dream, that you are theirs. And God, you are. You feel feverish, electrified, something unspooling inside you so fast it makes you dizzy. Their hands slide lower, teasing you, coaxing out another sound that they chase with their mouth. Lips parting against yours, breath mingling, and then they growl, a low, wrecked sound that sends a shockwave through you, that makes your knees go weak, that makes you cling to them like they're the only thing keeping you upright. And maybe they are. They tilt your chin, forcing you to look at them, their eyes wild, devouring. Their thumb traces the edge of your swollen lips, dragging slow and deliberate. And when they speak, their voice is hoarse, desperate. Say it. You don't need to ask what they mean. The question is woven into every breath between you. But they need to hear it. I want this. The words barely leave your lips before they claim you again, crashing into you with a force that steals the breath from your lungs. It is all-consuming, like they're trying to pull every last ounce of restraint from your body. You moan into it, helpless, burning, with a hunger so sharp it hurts. Their teeth catch your bottom lip, just enough to make you gasp, just enough to make you tremble with weakness. And they feel it, the way your body gives beneath them, the way you melt into them. Pressing their forehead to yours, their voice thick with something dark, something heady. Say it again. Your pulse stutters, heat curling tight and sharp beneath your skin. So you do. I want this. I want you. It's all they need. You gasp as they drag their teeth along your skin, slow, deliberate, possessive, their breath hot against your pulse point. Mine. It isn't a question. It isn't even a request. It's a claim. Maybe you're begging now, pleading without shame, without thought, because words are useless when your body already tells them everything. How you tremble in their grasp, how your breath comes sharp and uneven, how your fingers clutch at them like they're the only thing keeping you tethered to the earth. Their hands pull and push aside clothing like they're barely holding themselves back. You want them to lose themselves in you completely, to take, to ruin, to devour. You want to be wrecked beneath their hands, left trembling, aching with the taste of them still lingering on your lips, their touch burned into your skin, your name something broken and reverent in their mouth. Because this hunger, this heat, this impossibility of a love that has been waiting, aching, burning, there is no stopping this. There never was. They moan, a sound wrecked and starved, and then everything breaks. Mine, they say again, and this time it's hoarse, raw, a promise. You want to be theirs. You want it etched into your bones, into your skin, into the spaces between each gasping breath. Their hands tighten, grip rough, starving as they drag you against them, their thigh pressing firm and perfect between yours, shattering a desperate cry from your lips. The sound wrecks them. They snarl, burying their face in your neck, biting, sucking. Say it, they demand, their voice shaking, barely holding on, barely in control. You don't hesitate. Yours, you breathe. The word tumbling between gasps, between kisses, between the way they take you like you've been waiting years for this moment. Because you have. And fuck, so have they.